Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Is This Moving Day? The Apostle Paul, in his service for the Lord, made a statement that we can go to often for encouragement, found in Acts 20:24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Our devotional today is entitled, Is This Moving Day? I thought about the number of things that can cause things to move. There's the wind of opposition, given clearly in the 27th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, when the ship was moved along, and then there was the wind of opposition that carried it far off course and brought it to a place of destruction. It moved along rapidly, and the men who were being carried along had no control over the ship. They were moved to the place of destruction on a sandbar. And I think again of how the Spirit of God moved upon the waters and separated the waters from the waters, and how that the Lord did the separation. He was the one who caused the movement to occur. We can be moved to places, and we can not be moved by certain things, as the Apostle Paul said he was. But here is a thought that we want to, the thought we'd like to leave with you on today's devotional. There is the matter of being moved by fear. Now, there can be good fear, and there can be the bad kind of fear. Noah was moved with fear, and he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Others can be moved by fear out of the place of safety, moving into the path of destruction because they have prayed long, they have waited long, they have summed the situation up, and they have concluded, I must run. The Lord can no longer care for me. I must provide for myself. And so they move out of fear into the path of destruction. We can choose not to be moved by afflictions. We can be moved to the state of doubt, move to the state of confusion because of afflictions. But afflictions don't have to move us. This doesn't have to be a moving day, or it doesn't have to be moving day for us because there are afflictions. God's grace is sufficient. Afflictions do not harm the Christian's testimony. Afflictions simply purge away those unnecessary things. God's grace can reach us there, yes, even there in the midst of great afflictions. Some can be moved by jealousy, good jealousy and bad jealousy. The good jealousy is that you have this zeal for God and nothing is to take that place, and you love him so much until you move forward to make known his name, his work, his way, his righteousness, and you are zealous for that which the Lord would have you to do. Others can be moved by the bad jealousy, in which they see someone with something that they want, they feel they ought to have, and they desire to have it instead of the other person. And so they will eye the individual, just as Saul eyed David from the moment he heard people pouring praise upon David greater than they did upon him. And then we can be moved by various reports. We hear of something, and then we will want to do something to help. It may be a report of someone's need, and we can be moved to help them. Or it may be someone's success, and we can be moved again by jealousy that report caused us. Or we can be moved by a covetous nature, or by an envious spirit, or by a lustful spirit, as David moved upon the balcony looking down at Bathsheba. Or it may have been with her that she moved out in the open, wanting to be seen. But when you are moved by the Lord, you will always be moved into the right direction. The Spirit of God moved upon the waters. The Holy Ghost moves us into a closer walk with God. It can and should be moving day for us if we are being moved by Him. And if we use the right part of this list today, on this moving day. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.